Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
After church, a little late after the service, and they were talking about the angels that they saw. And what he described that he saw behind me or with me, this guy in Trinidad described the same one. And, you know, it really, really did something to my spirit, man, because the presence of God was so prevalent there that you know there was a presence, Holy Spirit. You understand what I mean? But there was something that was, and I know it was the angels that were there. And he talked about how large he was. And people mentioned how large they are. I've had people say that you got a big angel following you. I said, I know. But my point, prepare yourself because the veil in this new era is going to be very thin between the spirit realm and the natural realm. The realm, the veil that separates the spirit realm from the natural realm. Is going to be so it's important to discard all the weights and the sin that does so easily beset. You got to get rid of that stuff so that you know this visitation doesn't ruin you. See, God's presence is holy. It's holy. And he means no harm, but if he shows up, you know, when he does show up, when he comes back into this atmosphere, the brightness of his countenance is just going to destroy stuff. It's not that God's going to be throwing lightning bolts in. It's just his countenance. You know, when people saw him as saved that they were, they felt dead. Why is that? Because of what was on him. And so as he visits us and as that glory begins to increase, it's important. I'm not talking about being religious and legalistic and all that stuff. It's not a burden. It's not a struggle. It's a place of rest. And you must find that place. He said that Joseph said, I'm bringing you into a place near me. Remember Moses? Moses said, Lord, if you don't go, don't send us. He said, there's a place by me. There's a place by me. Make this your pursuit. Above all else, make this your pursuit in this next era. All right? So he said he'll sever in that day the land of Goshen, and he will make a division between his people and the people of Egypt. Exodus chapter 9, and these are just background verses. Verse 26, Exodus 9. Foundation verses. Only in the land of Goshen where the children of Israel was there no hail. I really want you to get this. I really want you to see this. Sometimes routine or familiarity can block your spiritual sight. Sometimes it can hinder, you know, it can distract you. Because you're used to certain things and routine, and that part is cut off. But when you are free from that, you can see clearer to see the things that God is doing. Look at someone and tell them right now, God is moving right now. Look at them and tell them, quiet as we is, God is still moving. We don't have to be shouting for God to be moving. He's moving. Yes, he is. And he's moving powerfully, too. Sometimes his most powerful moves are in quiet. I understand that. So only in the land of Goshen was there no hail. Look at Exodus chapter 10. Verse 22. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another. Think about it a moment. Neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. A darkness where you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. A supernatural darkness. That was God's judgment. A prelude to the deliverance of his people. That's what it was for. All right? So, thick darkness. 3 days. But in Israel, there was light. There's four dimensions, if you're writing or keeping notes, that I want to start with. The first is nearness. The first dimension of Goshen is nearness. The second one is distinction. You're going to be very distinct in this hour. The third one is preservation. Preservation. Not survival, preservation. And then the fourth one is light. These are the four dimensions that form the prophetic revelation of Goshen that I want to really dive into and dig into. Right? So what was Goshen? What exactly was Goshen? What is Goshen? Goshen, according to the maps, in the few of you that have Bibles, you know, some, or you can pull up a little map on your phone. Goshen was a region of Egypt which Joseph settled his father Jacob and the children of Israel in. Goshen was the region where Joseph settled his father and his kindred in that region. It appears to have been located in the eastern Nile Delta, for you that, you know, will do the map. The eastern Nile Delta region, and was particularly suitable for livestock. Okay, they had cattle and different things, so Pharaoh gave them actually the best of the land. Pharaoh said it himself in Genesis chapter 47, in verse 6, he said, the land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen, let them dwell. Isn't that something? Egypt, giving the Hebrews the best of the land. Now, what I want to distinguish is so that we get a clear understanding of this whole concept of Goshen is it doesn't mean that there aren't trials or tests, sometimes even hardship. It's not a place where you're like in a glass house and nothing. No. While they were in Goshen, remember, they were still in Goshen when Egypt put the hard taskmasters over. They were in Goshen. And they had to make brick without straw. See, the Goshen, God prepares that for the time of shaking. See, you may have been going through and God has preserved you in that, but when the real crises and shaking starts, we're going to see these things start to happen. We're in a place of Goshen, and you can still, you know, sometimes sickness tries to hit you, sometimes things come at you, things go wrong. All that stuff. We deal with that. You know, the apostles dealt with that. You know, but the purpose and plan of God cannot be changed. No matter what happens, the purpose of God cannot be changed. It cannot be stopped. And so the Goshen, now notice, they were in Goshen, and that's when Pharaoh started doing a bunch of stuff. But when God started to move, when he raised up Moses to go deliver them, they were still in Goshen, and Goshen became very distinct. Goshen was where God, think about it a moment. These were Israelites, these were Hebrews, who when Moses first went to deliver them, they didn't want nothing to do with it. They said, man, leave us alone. You're going to make Pharaoh get worse with us. And he did. And Pharaoh got worse with him and said, all right, because of this, y'all going to make brick without straw. And they went to Pharaoh to apologize. Listen, forget about Moses. Forget about what he said. We will do what he said. No, we ain't changing it. So you have to understand, they had Egypt all in them. They were in Goshen, but they still had Egypt all in them. So God had to do something in the process of time. So there are going to be many carnal saints. Many saints that are out there, one foot in the world, one foot in the church, one foot serving God, one foot serving the devil.
This is more than another church anniversary. This is a divine appointment.
God is your source. You got to get this in your mind, and it will begin to manifest itself in the physical realm.
This is a prophetic gathering for everyone hungry to experience God's power and walk in covenant authority.
God will give strategies. Oh, yes.
Join Resurrection Life Family Worship Center for our 34th church anniversary celebration, July 22nd through the 26th. Ministering throughout the week, Apostle Joseph Prude.
Whose destiny are you adding to? Purpose, if it goes beyond you, is real.
Apostle Aramis Hines.
God will fight on your behalf. He wants to know if you really believe him and his word, because nothing is impossible for God.
Apostle Tony Hamilton.
He said, Lord, I can't see it yet, but I can't feel it yet. But because you're alive, it is already done in Jesus' name. Come on.
And our very own Apostle Trevor Banks Sr.
The best is still yet to come. Think about it a moment. Where you came from. How you were counted out. How you were down and out. But God. Why? Covenant.
There will be morning sessions, night sessions, fresh revelation, powerful worship, life-changing encounters. Meet us at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, 405 Exoria Avenue in Fort Pierce. For more information, call 772-465-0036. 34 years of ministry, one unforgettable week. Come experience covenant authority.
God don't deal with time. He deals with covenant. Ain't nothing stronger than covenant.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.